Sonia Sorge from the Sacramento Business Journal joins us now. Hey, Sonia.
Hey, Steve.
Grocery Outlet opened a new store in North Sacramento this week. That may not seem like a big deal, but this is the first new grocery store in that district in half a century. Sonia, I know a lot of people are working to revitalize that area. Could this store be the catalyst for that?
Well, at least many people hope so. Now, this store took quite some time to become a reality, but now City Councilman Alan Warren, who represents North Sacramento, says that since the store is open, it could bring more foot traffic and life to Del Paso Boulevard. This area isn't too far from downtown Sacramento, and it could eventually attract new housing, retail, and even entertainment.
Another revitalization story has to do with Country Club Plaza. Country Club is one of Sacramento's oldest shopping centers. It's at Watt and El Camino Avenues. I guess its heyday was back in the 70s and 80s, but it hit a slump during the recession, and you know, there was a lot of empty store space there. What's the latest? It's been under new ownership for a few years now, right? And it's been gradually adding more tenants.
That's right. We have seen a gradual transformation since that new ownership took effect. Most recently, just this week, I reported on two new additions that were announced for the retail center. Those include a boba tea shop and Rainbow Shops, which is a women's clothing retailer. Now, Rainbow will fill a prominent vacant space that was previously occupied by Office Depot at that center.
What else is happening at Country Club?
Well, an indoor trampoline park is scheduled to open in October at the center, and that movie theater that we've reported on in the past is still moving forward and is expected to open next year. Also, the locally owned Luchador Coffee and Flaming Grill Cafe are in the works at the center as well. And collectively, all these businesses just show how much the center has transformed. There have been other businesses that have opened since that new ownership took effect as well, and it'll be interesting to see if it continues to attract new tenants.
And what's the latest on that proposed high-rise CalPERS wants to build in downtown Sacramento on the Capitol Mall? I know the Business Journal submitted a Public Records Act request to the city to get more details.
Yeah. And with that request, we reviewed emails between Sacramento city planners, and those emails share what appears to be the design narrative for this possible project at 301 Capitol Mall. And most notably, this design narrative refers to the possible project as Sacramento's tallest building. Now, in the past, we've heard that development partners CIM Group and CalPERS envision a project of about 40 stories, but that exact height isn't described in this design narrative. It also includes a breakdown of uses within the possible building, such as office, residential, retail, and parking space.
And how far along are these plans?
It's again important to note that developers still haven't filed a formal application for the site, but this latest design narrative shows that the project could move forward, and that's encouraging to observers who have been watching this well-known site.
Yeah, we talked about this property a lot in the past. Some people call it the hole in the ground because it's been empty for so long. And city leaders have been pushing for development there for quite a while.
Yeah, this is just the latest update. We've had a variety of recent headlines involving this project. And looking a little farther back, you probably remember that more than a decade ago, developer John Saca teamed with CalPERS on plans for a pair of 52-story hotel and condominium towers at the site. But then the real estate market soured, funding dried up, and work stopped.
And finally, Sacramento's annual Calling All Dreamers Retail Business Plan Competition has a new winner. This is that contest that helps entrepreneurs open a business downtown. The winner this year is Neo Escape Rooms.
Yes, we've seen several escape room businesses open throughout the Sacramento area, but the entrepreneurs behind this business say that there's a void downtown. They're still finalizing their location, but they hope to open their business next summer. And by winning the contest, they'll receive a prize package valued at more than $100,000. Now, if you haven't heard of escape rooms, at these businesses, participants are basically locked in a room and they have to solve puzzles to escape within a designated time frame. That's usually about 60 minutes. And many people visit escape rooms as a sort of team building activity.
But are these escape rooms a fad? I mean, do you think the concept has staying power?
Well, business operators in this industry seem pretty optimistic. And as we all know, so much of retail is shifting online, and these kind of businesses naturally appeal to landlords as a result of that. Also, smartphones generally aren't allowed in escape rooms, and lots of people just simply enjoy the thrill of proving that they can solve these complicated puzzles without any digital assistance.
Sonia Sorich from the Sacramento Business Journal. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.